Hey, you. Listen, it's Tebstocks. It's the premier useless podcast. It's Tuesday, and I'm gonna come out and say it. I wish I could rap. I wish I could rap. I would say my favorite genre of music is rap, hip hop, whatever you want to call it. I like it. I remember, and I think this is where it stemmed from. You know, growing up, we had on the radio, there were two radio stations I always listened to, 99.5 and I think 92.5, or was it 92.7? Something like that. 99.5, oh, and 97.1. So, 99.5 was like, you know, 90s, 2000s, top 40 type stuff. And then 97.1 was... No. Yeah, 99.5 was, you know, 90s, 2000s, sort of nostalgic, happy, fun for your family songs. 97.1 was the, like, American Top 40. And then 92.5 was the hip-hop station, right? So those are the three radio stations that I... You know, I cycled through those. I listened to them all the time. They were always the presets in my car, number 1, 2, and 3. Just, I always listened to those radio stations. I even would wake up in the morning. My alarm wasn't like a song or a regular alarm. My alarm was set to 97.1 ZHT, and I would wake up to talk radio, right? Their morning show. And... You know, 92.5, like, it had hip-hop on it. It was the only station freaking where I grew up in Davis County that had hip-hop on it. And so, you know, I would get occasional rap songs and hip-hop songs, and it was just kind of a different alternative music than what everything else was playing. And I've always liked it. I think the beats are fun. And... I just wish that I could do it. Now, I am not musically inclined at all. I can play Row, Row, Row Your Boat on the piano. I can play a couple chords on the guitar. I mean, I can tell what's going on with notes. I can look at a sheet music and kind of tell you, yeah, what's generally going on with the notes. But I'm not good at singing. And I think part of that is I can't tell what my voice sounds like. Now everybody's voice sounds different to them than what everybody else hears, but I am completely just unregistered from the tone I'm hitting compared to, you know, what I hear myself. Because to myself, I'm, you know, a halfway okay singer, but to everybody else, I'm bad, right? And so I'm like, man, rap doesn't require you to hit perfect pitches and be, you know, in tone exactly. I mean, it has keys and it requires you to be in tone and on a certain pitch, but I felt like it never was, you know, a show choir type, chorus type, or heck, even an American Top 40 song where, you know, they have really specific pitches. It was just people essentially flaring up their speech to match a beat and to match a sound and a vibe. And I liked that because I was like, hey, this is a musical ability that I might be able to partake in, right? I might be able to do a rap song, sing along to a rap song, and sound halfway decent because a lot of it is flow. A lot of it is that style. And I felt the style was more important than the technicalities of the vocals. Well, it turns out that rap still has technical vocal ability that you need, right? Because whenever I rap, I just sound super flat and I sound super monotone. And sure, some of them might have software helping them get their voice to a certain pitch. Some might be using auto-tune. But still, a lot of them, it's just their natural voice. One of my favorite rappers is Watsky, George Watsky, out of San Francisco. Kind of a low-key, not a ton of people know about him, but he's pretty popular. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that guy's just essentially talking really fast to a beat. Like, I could match that, too. And then I heard him sing one time, and I'm like, ah, shoot, dang it, he can sing, too? Right? You know, you gotta have some musical vocal talent to rap, for the most part. Unless you're doing that mumble rap. But I can't rap either. I want to be able to have some sort of musical talent, and I thought maybe rap would be, like, the little bit of musical talents I have. Like, oh man, that kid can't sing, he can't play any sort of instrument, but he can lay down a pretty fresh beat. But I can't do that. So, my rap game is pretty much non-existent, and it makes me sad, because it is, you know, maybe not my favorite genre of music. However, I don't like traditional rap or hip-hop, but I really like, okay, I'm gonna list off, you know, my favorite rappers, and see if you can notice a trend, okay? I like Eminem, I like Watsky, I like Macklemore, I like Hoodie Allen, I like Post Malone, who else is there? Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, I'm missing a ton of people that I really like. Every time I get on the spot and say who my favorite rappers are, I always forget. I need to, like, sit down and really think about it. But out of those ones, you know, Eminem, Post Malone, Machine Gun Kelly, Macklemore, Hoodie Allen. Like, what do they all have in common? And there are more, right? Those were only five. I've gotten up to 12. And all 12 of them have one thing in common. Have you figured it out yet? Have you? Okay, they're all white. I don't know why. Oh, Lil Dicky, right? Oh, he's up there. And he's white. I guess Jewish. Not that Jewish isn't white, but not that Jewish is white either. They're all white, right? I like white rappers. And I'm a white boy from Utah. I mean, it kind of makes sense. But I always just felt like, in a way, I could relate to them more. Rather than, you know, Snoop Dogg raised in the situation he was raised in. That sort of hard time, ghetto vibe, drugs, weed, alcohol, you know, F money, get bees, that type of thing. Like, I can't relate to that. I grew up in freaking Utah. However, someone like Lil Dicky, who's like, hey, I had that traditional Jewish upbringing. I was meant to go to college. I was meant to get, you know, that degree that gave me that good job and work my way in business type thing. But I was like, nah, forget that. I want to make music. I want to rap. That I can relate to a little more. Or, I mean, I can't really relate to Eminem growing up in freaking Detroit. But that kind of idea of like, yeah, you just call me the white boy, but look, I'm talented. George Watsky is like, yeah, you know, San Francisco Bay Area. Just the nerdy white guy, in a way. Macklemore grew up in Seattle. He always claims that he's a little more ghetto than he actually is. I can relate to that. See, it's just those little things that I can just relate to. Like, I don't know the same struggles as Tupac. I don't know the same struggles as Snoop Dogg. I don't know the same struggles as Ice-T. I don't know, like, the Wu-Tang Clan. I don't know their struggles. But I can relate to the white guy, I guess. So yes, do I want to be a white rapper? That'd be cool. I would like to be a white rapper. I think that'd be fun. Can I rap? No, I can't rap. I wish I could rap. Because I think it's fun. I think rap is fun. And I want to have fun. And I want to have some sort of musical ability. But I don't have any musical ability. And that is fun. Actually, scratch that. I do have one slight musical talent. and I'm ashamed of it, and I rue the day I found this out, but I have the whitest of white musical talent, and that is, I have the voice of a country singer. It saddens me. There are some country songs that I can sing pretty darn well, because I get my voice all down here, and get that little bit of southern drawl. It's like Bo Burnham's song, Pandering. I mean, Bo Burnham's a better singer than I am, and I can't sing Pandering that well, but get old country white boy type songs. So yeah, my voice is down in that register, and I hate country music! It makes me sad that I'm destined to be a country singer, but I just want to be a rapper. Maybe I could be a country rapper. Oh, snap. Okay, so I'm going to steal the country scene, because I'm not country. I'm a suburban boy, city boy. And then I'm going to steal the hip-hop scene. And I'm going to mash them together in this weird conglomeration for kids growing up in Davis County where their grandpa grew up on a farm, but they want to seem thug. Oh! I found my in. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Tebbs is now the country boy rapper. This is, you know, invest now, invest early, because this investment is gonna skyrocket in value. This time next year, American Top 40, iTunes Top 100, whatever you want to call it, I'm gonna be raking in millions as the country rap boy. Oh, it makes me so depressed. Ah! It just makes me sad that there are so many things that I want to just do and enjoy in life, and I can't. But I got a good life. Playing Dungeons & Dragons tonight, and that's always good. Oh my gosh. Also, if I was ever a rapper, I would rap about nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons. So I'd be the country thug nerd guy. Now, does anybody get mainstream by rapping about Dungeons & Dragons? No. But I will. I'm sure there are plenty of people rapping about Dungeons & Dragons already. What would my rap name be? I mean, it could be Tebbs. That's, like, pretty solid, pretty straightforward. I do go by Pummelhead for a lot of things. It could be Nat 20. Get that Dungeons & Dragons life going. I'm gonna go into work. Nobody cares at this point. What's your favorite genre of music? And are you good at that genre? Like, if you're really into classical music, are you good at, you know, playing classical music? Are you good at writing classical music? I don't know. If your favorite genre is K-pop, like, are you good at singing K-pop? If your favorite genre is, you know, 2000s boy bands, like mine was in 2000, you know, Backstreet Boys for Life. You, heavy death metal? Can you screamo music? I tried that once. And I can't do that either. It hurts. That is a way to ruin your voice and to have, like, a 10-year-long career at max. Or are you a classic 80s rock? Man, that's my second favorite genre. You know, they're probably tied. You know, classic rock and hip-hop. I have weird tastes. They're all over the place. You can't pin me down! I'm going to work later.